Good morning, Kyle.
Well, let's talk about storm cleanup and recovery. What do you want the residents of Marshalltown to know about recovery and cleanup?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is to set expectations. I had a phone call from a gentleman yesterday who really felt that we should have been in his neighborhood and have all the debris cleaned up by the two-week mark. But this is truly worse than the tornado was. And the tornado cleanup was about 6 weeks, and that included building debris, which we're not collecting building debris at this point. And so I think it's just for everybody to be patient. We will get to your neighborhood. We're getting flooded with a lot of phone calls about, well, they drove by and they didn't stop, or they took my neighbor's, but they didn't take mine. We will get to your house. So we'll put out that all call kind of when we're at that point of doing our last sweep through, and we're not close to that quite yet. So please save us the phone call of having to explain that if you can.
Yeah. Have we been able to use the city resources to clean up? Or I know some communities have had to hire, people from other states to come in and take down tree branches and get some of the debris off the streets.
Yeah, so there's kind of a few things that have happened, and that was something that happened after the tornado, was we saw a lot of out-of-town contractors come in. The city hired some. We had some issues with that in terms of when we went to make payment that people didn't always agree with what we wanted to pay. So we took a different approach this time and kind of learned a lesson. Immediately, very quickly, within, you know, a few days of the windstorm, the DOT was in assisting us. And it sounds like they're going to be here until we're really done and can tell them it's okay to go back to work. And then we did hire one contractor who is out of Jefferson, and he subcontracted with a group out of Missouri that's that very large truck with black trailers that you see driving around and has a fancy little crane to pick up big piles.
Gotcha. All right, Jessica. Anything else we need to know? I know, just, hey, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. Everybody be patient. We'll get through this, right?
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, that we've seen some people start doing is, you know, the little leaves and sticks that remain. Some people have raked those into the street. Please don't do that. That just clogs up our storm sewers, and it would be a great help if people can look at their nearby storm sewer and see if there's anything clogging it and just remove anything if possible, just to help us out a little bit more.
All right. Good to know. Hey, Jessica, thanks so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
You take care.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies.